So I will talk briefly about venetoclax, which is a BCL-2 inhibitor, which has really, I think, in many ways, changed the standard of care for many of our older, unfit AML patients. And so it is approved for patients who are 75 years of age or older, or who are any adult age who have comorbidities which make them inappropriate for intensive induction chemotherapy. It is an oral therapy that's given daily, often in combination with IV or subcutaneous agents like azacitidine or low-dose cytarabine. And the main side effects when you're giving venetoclax in combination are the concern for tumor lysis syndrome, which is a real concern, although that happens infrequently if you do the recommended mitigation steps, which is starting your patient on a uric acid reducing agent prior to starting, making sure your patient's white count is under 25,000 when they're starting so they don't have that bulk of disease, which can cause TLS, as well as doing kind of daily labs during that daily ramp up where you go from 100 to 200 to 400 milligrams of venetoclax. The other main anticipated kind of adverse event when you're giving venetoclax combinations is myelosuppression. So many of these patients can have transfusion-dependent cytopenias and neutropenia during the initial cycle or two, as it does a very good job of causing leukemia-free marrows. Oftentimes, patients respond within one cycle. And so one of the important things to be aware of is you always want to be doing an end-of-cycle one bone marrow to see if your patient is already in a leukemia-free state. And if they are with low counts, then you hold the therapy before you start the next cycle. So a lot of kind of treatment pearls on how to best use venetoclax combinations. As Dr. Stein mentioned, CPX351 is a liposomal formulation of cytarabine and daunorubicin. So it's kind of like a super 7-in-3 that is formulated in such a way as to optimize anti-leukemic activity. It is indicated specifically for adult patients who have therapy-related AML or AML with MDS-related changes. And the side effects for CPX351 are exactly what you would see with 7-in-3. So myelosuppression. Because it includes that anthracycline, you want to make sure your patient has an echocardiogram or a MUGA and you're assessing the ejection fraction prior to starting. Gemtuzumab azigamycin is considered a cytotoxic ADC, which is an antibody which is linked to chemotherapy, calicheamicin in this case, where it binds to cells that have CD33 positivity, which is the vast majority, more than 90% of AML patients will have CD33 on the surface of the leukemia blast. And so you have this directed chemotherapy to leukemic blasts with CD33. You can have infusion-related reactions, and so pre-medication is often utilized. And the rare but very serious side effect to be aware of when you're using gemtuzumab azigamycin is the risk of liver toxicity and in particular veno-occlusive disease. In particular, if you're using this in patients who have had a prior stem cell transplantation or if they are about to go to a stem cell transplant, you have to be very careful, very mindful, because this is very much associated with transplant and can be life-threatening. So these are the fairly mutation agnostic treatments, meaning that they do not require a specific mutation to be utilized. And so I think on this next class, most of them that Dr. Stein will be presenting are some of the oral and mostly targeted therapies.